All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up with Rockridge boys basketball coach Andy Say. They're at the Justin Sharp shootout every year. And I guess we begin our conversation, not a lot of small schools get to participate in that, so the program has earned the respect. So this is a pretty good opportunity for the kids and the coaching staff.
We enjoy coming here. It's obviously, you know, for a good cause, you know, to remember Justin Sharp, and also to just kind of give Coach Sigel and the Rock Island program, you know, some support. And also, summer's about getting better, so we want to play tougher competition. We want to show these kids there's a whole other world to, you know, to basketball besides the, you know, the immediate territory where we end up playing most of our season. So it's a great opportunity for us to get a lot of games, get out of our comfort zone, and to see what we're really made of.
Well, and I guess the neat thing, I guess I would say today, is you get to play against a North Scott team where they can show you a different level of play, and we know the MAC is home to DJ Carton, and Joe Wieskamp will have an impact in the Big Ten, so that's the type of athletes that you get to play against in this type of environment.
Yeah, Buddy does a great job. I was just telling Coach Henry that I wanted to go watch them practice. You know, those guys changed in and out of offense and defense like, seamlessly. You know, I don't think I ever heard him really coaching much from the sideline. And they subbed 9 guys in, and, you know, 7 of them all look like they're the exact same basketball player. It's just unfortunate that the other 2 are going to be scholarship basketball players, so they kind of put a thumping on us. But, like I said, that's why we come here. That's a great program that, you know, we kind of look up to, and we kind of try to do things similar to. And, you know, so fortunately, you know, it's basketball. It's summer. We've got another chance to play another game here in a little bit.
Well, I wanted to get some reaction from a local coach because I know district scheduling for football gets a lot of the discussion with high school sports. But next year, you know, the classification change in basketball, well, basically the 4-class sports where you're going to 55% of the member schools are going to play 1A or 2A, and that increases the cutoff from 546, the 2A, 3A cutoff from 546 to 697. So small school basketball in Illinois now is defined as 697 or smaller. That's a big jump, and I know Rockridge's enrollment last year was at 350. So you're talking about schools now like Rock Falls are back to 2A, programs like Macomb will be back 2A, Kewaunee back 2A, but you're talking about a cutoff increasing by 150 students. What about that impact?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be the best interview here for you. I'm just not knowledgeable enough about it to have a definite opinion. I mean, it's like a lot of things in life. But, you know, you can be the hardest working kid in the gym, and the kid next to you can show up every once in a while, but he's bigger, faster, stronger, and at the end of the day, he's probably going to get to play more because, you know, life's unfair. And, you know, what you're saying is exactly that. It sounds like it's unfair, but my job's to coach basketball, and I want to coach kids that want to be great, so that means playing tough competition. So I'm just going to shut my mouth and work my job to the best of my abilities. And whoever we're lucky enough to play, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a job, and we're lucky enough to have an opponent, so we're going to play those people. And hopefully things eventually get worked out to where they're fair and even, or to the, you know, the best of the administration's ability. So I don't really know what else to tell you besides that.
And I know you say it's you have to take a worldly view of a lot of things. And I know when you are involved in QC Elite and AAU, you see the worldly view and see the talent level. But for me, I think the impact when you talk about 697 or lower with, I know declining enrollment has been an issue in rural Illinois, but declining enrollment now is a huge impact in the city of Chicago. And so you're seeing all those public league schools that are 697 and less, and they're in the northern half of the state with the Rock Ridges, the Sherrards, the Mercer counties. That's where I see kind of the impact down the road is where you're going to see more City of Chicago playing against true downstate schools, and both are beset with declining enrollment. However, City of Chicago public school enrollment is open enrollment, which I still believe is a little bit of a different rule. So, long story short, that's what I see as maybe the significant impact in all of it.
Well, you know, you're a lot smarter than I am, so your vision is I wish I could have you on the floor for us, because you'd be able to hit everyone. But no, I see what you're saying, and I understand, and it seems problematic for sure. But, you know, watch the news, stuff that's going on with, you know, Illinois schools. I mean, we're dealing with it in all walks of life. The beautiful thing is those Chicago regionals are going to be really, really tough, and you can't have 5-6 guys, you know, making it out. So it's going to be a buzzsaw for the kids in that area, which it always has been for them. And everything's kind of a working system, so I would imagine whatever changes they want to make are going to end up getting changed again down the road. Our job, it keeps getting more difficult and more difficult from different vantage points. So all we need to do is try to be the best Rock Ridge basketball team we can be at the end of the day. And, you know, there are a lot of times in small school basketball where the most talented team doesn't always win. So you still have to play the games, and hopefully that means we're down there and we're fighting the good fight.
Well, and I guess how we begin the conversation is how we end it, is I guess experiences like getting to play bigger and better competition like you are this summer has a way of maybe neutralizing that or help offset some of that too.
Right, and we have kids that play AAU and play basketball year-round, and, you know, get to play against, you know, I've been fortunate to coach against Tyler Ulis and Jason Tatum and guys that, you know, should never even be in the same gym as me. So, you know, whatever experiences the kids have leading up until the season, until those that you know, point in time, that's what's going to prevail, and that's what's going to help them out. So we love coming here because it gets us out of our comfort zone, and you know, we want to see some pressure. We want to see some talent. We want to see guys that we can't necessarily play with, because winning masks a lot of things. You know, you can play your area and be the best team in your area and be 26-1 and not make it out of a sectional because you didn't have enough talent on your schedule. So I want to make sure we get enough talent on our schedule, and I want to make sure our guys are ready. But coming to stuff like this, and obviously when it's a tournament that means something, that has some pride, that has some legacy to it, that also helps too. So we're really happy with coming here, and we appreciate all the efforts, you know, the volunteers and of Coach Sigel, and glad you're here too. So thank you.
All right. Well, good to see you, and have a good rest of the summer.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Andy Say, head basketball coach at Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ.